We start hour number three by talking some football. We are joined by a 16-year NFL vet. He is a Super Bowl champion, a member of the 2000s All-Decade Team, 7-time Pro Bowler, 125.5 career sacks. He was the 11th pick back in 02 out of Syracuse. He announced his retirement last month. I knew we had to get caught up. Dwight Freeney is my guest. Dwight, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Dwight, I'm doing great. Nice to visit with you. As I mentioned, you announced your retirement last month, but it sure seemed like you could have kept on playing. So what was it that made you feel like this was the right time to walk away?
Well, you know what? I just had my fun, man. You know, I played a while. You know, I played 16 years, 16 great years. You know, I think this is a young man's game. You know, in the end, yeah, I could have played a couple more years, but, you know, I've already won a Super Bowl. You know, I've done so many other things. You know, what would I be playing for exactly? You know, and the thing is, I think the big thing that weighed in was the fact that I'm healthy right now. You know, I have my health. You know, I'm walking around feeling good. My head is on straight. So why risk that to play a few more years, you know, for what? You know, even though I still love the game and I know I could continue to play it.
Dwight Freeney joining us. It seems to me that's the thing, right? You want to walk away with your faculties intact. You want to walk away while you feel great. And then, Dwight, you want to do something that so few athletes are able to do. You want to walk away on your own terms. It sounds like you were able to do that. How proud are you of that fact?
No, I'm beyond proud because, you know, a lot of times, like you said, you don't get the opportunity to walk away on your own terms. You know, the NFL kicks you out, or you can't, for whatever reasons why, you know, not under your control is why you are not playing anymore. So for me, you know, just to be able to do that, knowing that I could continue to play if I wanted to, makes me feel great.
We're talking to Dwight Freeney. Let me ask you about something that happened early in your career. There was a moment where you were in the locker room with Raheem Brock and Chad Bratsky, and he walked in and you said, man, he's looking old, and it took him about an hour to make it to his chair. You said to Raheem in that moment, there is no way I am seeing more than 10 years. I'm done. That's it. What do you remember about that incident and the impact it had on you?
Oh, man, it's hilarious when I look back, you know, because, you know, my last 3 or 4 years, I always get a kick, man. I walk in the locker room, and I always say, man, I'm Chad right now. I am Chad. Like,
right.
These young guys are looking at me saying, man, this guy is old. And I remember playing, you know, using you in the video game in you know, when I was 8 years old, or, you know, I get those stories, you know. So it's so funny when I talk about that story because, honestly, me and Raheem sat there like, man, this dude is ancient, man. You know, Chad's a great guy, great player and all that, but it was just, man, there's no way we're playing this long. Look at this guy. And look at me now. You know, I'm year 16, you know, and still playing, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, not only did you become that guy, you went right beyond that guy. And it wasn't 10 years, it was 16 years. And that was after you came into the league with this rap that you were undersized. So then what's it mean to you that some people thought you were undersized? And then you go on and play not 10 years, but 16 years, and you have one of the all-time great careers, despite being, quote, undersized.
No, absolutely. And I think I use that as fuel, you know, and it's that fuel that, you know, when you have those days where you just don't feel like working out, or you feel, you know, oh, well, 9 reps was good enough. You know, you use those types of things to propel you in those moments where you just don't feel like doing something. And I did that so often in my career, you know, and I use it as fuel. I always said, you know, look, I'm not a basketball player. Why do I need to be 6'5", you know? Am I grabbing rebounds here, guys, or blocking shots? I get it. But, you know, for me being undersized, you know, I had natural leverage, you know, and it's about starting at point A and getting to point B, and that's pretty much what I decided to do. I did that often. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, being undersized was actually a bad thing. I think it was actually a good thing for me.
Dwight Freeney, my guest, and I was going to say it's a game of leverage anyway. You're a Super Bowl champ. You're a 7-time Pro Bowler, a member of the 2000s All-Decade Team, and the owner of a trademark spin move that is one of the most devastating pass rush moves in history. As a result of that resume, now there's talk about you possibly going to the Hall of Fame. Is that in the back of your mind, and what's your reaction to that talk?
Well, you know, that's something that's not under my control. You know, I gave it my all. in my 16 years. You know, I've left everything out there on the field, man. So for me, I've done everything I could possibly do. And whether it be first, second, third, whatever ballot, whatever happens from there is going to happen, you know. And, you know, I don't get upset about things I can't control. I can only, you know, really get upset at things that I can control. And I know I went out there and gave it my all, man. And I left my mark in the game. You know, every time I see a guy who's undersized getting drafted so high, you know, I know, like, that didn't happen before me. You know, before me, it was a guy being drafted my height, my stature, would be a situational guy, first of all. And second of all, you know, they'll be drafted late in the third or fourth round or something like that. They were going to waste a big pick on that. And then also seeing there, looking at guys do spin moves left and right on the TV. You know I definitely left my mark when I see that.
Dwight Freeney joins us. And Dwight, that spin move is something. It's iconic, and the story goes that originally it had its roots in your time as a power forward in basketball. That we know. Yeah. But when did you first start breaking that out on a football field?
Well, it was in practice one time in high school. You know, it was just kind of guys out there. You know, I think back in the day, the and-one mixtape, you know, basketball, you know, guys doing all types of different moves. You know, that was the deal back in, you know, the 90s, if I can remember correctly. And I remember being on that field like, man, you know, we should do that in football. So I remember just doing whatever it took to get to the quarterback or make a guy miss. And I think that's where it really originated from, on the football field. But it was natural for me to do it because I get called for traveling all the time in basketball.
Dwight Freeney joining us. That's great. That's awesome. Before I let you go, you've said that beating the Patriots in 06 in the playoffs ranks right up there with winning a Super Bowl. It's a really strong statement. What do you mean by that? Why do you feel so strongly about that?
Well, because of the fact that they were the mountain that we had to climb. That they were the thorn in the back or the side that we couldn't, you know, get out or just get over, you know. And it was year in and year out, we're tripping and falling over these guys. And we felt like we knew we had the better team. We just couldn't get over beating them. And the energy in that building, you know, in Indianapolis, I've always will say that was the loudest game I've ever played as a professional. In that stadium, that particular game, the energy was out the roof. I get chills thinking about that moment, you know, the week leading up to it. You know, it was just an amazing, amazing experience. It's you know, you go into a Super Bowl week, and obviously you're going to have that energy. But I was having that same energy and that feeling in a AFC championship game, and it was 1 week to prepare for this thing. You know, so you had 1 week of just pure adrenaline rush, you know, could barely sleep, get ready to, you know, go into battle with these guys. And when we beat them, you know, just the energy in the city, you know, we knew once we beat them that the Super Bowl was going to be no problem.
So,
Dwight,
what do you
care who we were going to play? We knew the Patriots were the team to beat that year.
No, I was going to say, sorry to jump in, but like, I don't want to be that guy who says, well, what are you going to miss the most? Because whenever somebody retires, you get that question. But when I hear you tell that story like that, I wonder, I mean, what do you miss the most? Is it the highs of the wins, the lows of the lows, the relationships, maybe the preparation that you lay out for that week? What will you miss the most?
I think a little bit of everything, but I think the most, to be honest with you, is that feeling, that adrenaline rush. It's that those goosebumps that you get. It's like, you know, I kind of try to explain it to people who, you know, when you watch, you know, that movie Gladiator, and, you know, and he sits in the middle of the arena and you hear everybody roar, the roar of the crowd. That is what you're going to miss. It's like a drug in a sense, because it's addicting, and that's why guys keep coming back, because you can't replicate that in anywhere else in your life. Forever. It's done. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to, I can't, you know, there's no situation in my life where I'll have 80,000 fans cheering for me and or our team and for one thing and going at it. You know, it's something that you just have to experience to know how that feels, and I think that's the biggest thing I'll miss.
So finally, Dwight, you seem to understand that. I think you've got a really, really strong perspective about that. Generally, the guys that you know, the guys you played with and played against, how do they treat that? If you know that already and that you can never get that, do you spend the rest of your life chasing that? Do you understand you can never get that and just put it in a box over there? How do you approach the rest of your life? Because you're a young man.
Well, yeah, no, you put it in a bottle and you try to put it in a bottle and then just kind of reflect on it. You know, it's kind of hard. You can't replicate that, and people try and do different things. I mean, you know, I'm very competitive, so for me, it's the golf course, right? But even the golf course can't match to it because, first of all, it's not your love, and second of all, you probably suck, right? So for me, it's kind of like, you know, I get on the golf course, I'm playing against guys that I used to play with or whatever, and great, we're playing golf, but it can't compete. You know, you hit the ball, and it's going right. All right, so I swing left, and then I swing left, it goes right, then you get mad, you play worse. So it's completely a completely different deal, man. But it's the closest thing I would say for retired guys that I know to getting that competitive juice or thing back in their life, you know. But it's just obviously completely toned down in a completely different ball game.
What an amazing run. 16-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champion, a member of the All-Decade team, 125.5 career sacks, Dwight. I don't know what you'll do. I know you'll be great. Hey, listen, man, this better not be our last conversation. Whatever it is you're doing, I need to run you down. We could talk football. We could talk golf, whatever you want. Just tell me this is not our last conversation.
Definitely not, man. You're my guy. Whatever you need.
Appreciate you, Dwight. Thank you so much. Congrats. It was an amazing career and really nice to have you back. Dwight, thank you so much.
No problem.
Dwight Freeney, my man. He is so good. Love talking to him. Love watching him play.